content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Erica McCarty for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Restaurant Review. For the next half hour, I will be sharing information compiled from BitesOfBullCity.com, Triangle Food Blog, a local food blog offering the latest Triangle restaurant news, Visit Raleigh.com, Smithsonian Magazine, WRAL News and Observer, Raleigh News and Observer. Today's conversation on comforting culinary cuisine is tacos. Tacos are delicious. We all know that. But did you know the word taco, roughly translated, means light lunch, or plug, or wad? But the origins of the taco are really unknown. One theory is that it dates from the 18th century and the silver mines in Mexico, because in those mines, the word taco referred to the little charges they would use to excavate the ore. These were pieces of paper that they would wrap around gunpowder and insert into the holes they carved in the rock face. When you think about it, a chicken taquito with a good hot sauce is really a lot like a stick of dynamite. The first references to the taco in any sort of archive or dictionary comes from the end of the 19th century. And one of the first types of tacos described is called tacos de minero, or miner's taco. So the taco is not necessarily this age-old cultural expression. Americans eat a ton of tacos, 4.5 billion, to be more specific. And we must be, because according to NationalTacoDay.com, yes, there is a national day to celebrate tacos, October 4th. Americans are eating billions of tacos every year. The biggest taco ever made was constructed on November 20th, 2011, in Querétaro, Mexico. It was 246 feet long and was made with carnitas as the filling. For most people, any time of the day is the right time of the day to eat a taco, but there is actually a specific taco time. According to Mexican tradition, seafood tacos are meant to be eaten at lunch, while antojitos are to be eaten at dinner time. Well, now that you have some fun trivia on tacos, head on over to your nearby taco restaurant and enjoy some tacos. Speaking of tacos, Leroy's Taco Shop, located in Box Yard Research Triangle Park, is a new restaurant from the owners of Lawrence Barbecue, offering signature smoked brisket burrilla and quesabirria tacos, along with pulled pork carnitas, carne asada, crispy fish tacos, stewed hominy, poblano cheese dip with plenty of salsas. The owner and pitmaster, Jake Wood, had a craving for birria tacos, and he couldn't find any. 5 years ago, no one in the area was really doing them, and a few food trucks had them, but no one was doing them with the cheese, the huge cheese skirt. Wood is referencing the quesabirria version of tacos that seemed to take over everyone's Instagram feed around 2019. Luckily, he found a space a few doors down from his Lawrence Barbecue Box Yard in RTP and opened the doors just this past March 25th. And he's open Tuesday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Other openings in March were Weldon Mills Distillery. They opened on March 7th at 300 East Main Street, Suite 1. Glory Cocktail Bar. They opened on March 15th in the space that was formerly Quarter Horse Arcade at 101 West Main Street in Durham. Ekaya, Bantu Fusion Tapas, from the owners of Zueli's Zimbabwean restaurant, opened on March 21st, located in the former Saladelia Cafe location in the American Tobacco campus in Durham. Capriotti's Sandwich Shop, opened on March 9th in the old Pepper's Waffle House location, 127 East Franklin Street in Chapel Hill. And East End Bistro, the latest concept from the Giorgio's Hospitality Group. They had a grand opening just this past March 7th. Here you can expect an upscale French bistro featuring classics like Chateaubriand and Steak Diane, a strong house butcher program, an extensive local raw bar and seafood program, exquisite vegetable dishes, a deep wine cellar, and lots of classic cocktails. They're located in the East End Market development near Dock 1053 in Raleigh at 2020 Progress Court Suite 110. In other restaurant news, the Raleigh News and Observer recently reported that Chef Lon Bunsanga, who has been the head chef at both Vita Manda and Brewery Bavana since 2012, will leave in May to open his own restaurant, SAAP, spelled S-A-A-P, pronounced SAAP, which means delicious in Laotian. And that will be located in downtown Cary later this year. Bunsanga is a native of Vientiane, Laos, and he's going to bring the Laotian dishes that he's built a following for, including curries, satays, green papaya salad, and crispy pork belly soup. The menu will allow guests to sample and share dishes. SAAP will be located on the ground floor of the Walker at 370 South Walker Street, adjacent to Cary's newest and spectacular, I might add, downtown Cary Park. The folks behind Seaboard Station shared the news this week of some of their first retail tenants that could come online as early as this summer. The future Seaboard Station will continue to be your downtown destination for dining, shopping, and exploration. Included are Biscuit Belly, which won't be opening until the fall, as they are known for their large, scratch-made, crave-worthy biscuit sandwiches and brunch cocktails. And this is going to be their first location in North Carolina, along with the Yard Milkshake Bar, which specializes in over-the-top milkshake creations, sundaes, scooped ice cream, and edible cookie dough. That's their first North Carolina location as well. And also the High Rail, a rooftop bar featuring a curated and eclectic menu with shareable plates, craft cocktails, and more. Downtown Raleigh is soon to get a new wine bar. It's a wine bar and shop, which will be called The Hippo. This is going into the former Short Walk Wine Spot at 123 East Martin Street, across from Larry's Coffee. It was spotted by our friends over at Taste Carolina. Looks like they specialize in natural low intervention and estate wines. They will be open 2 to 10 p.m. every day, but they haven't announced an actual opening date yet, so stay tuned for that. Also in downtown Raleigh, RAL Today shared that Burger Village, an organic and all-natural food concept, is moving into the former Blowfish Bar location. That's at 510 Glenwood Avenue, Suite 103. And an opening date has not yet been announced, but guests can expect menu items like cauliflower tenders and organic and exotic burgers. That sounds different. The food truck, the Wandering Moose, is about a month away from opening up their brick-and-mortar location at 2315 Lynn Road. This is in the Hidden Valley Plaza near the intersection of Lynn and Creedmoor Roads. It's going to be called the Wandering Moose Tavern. And due to the attention, the new space is requiring the food truck itself is temporarily off the road as they focus on their brick-and-mortar opening. The Triangle Business Journal shared this week that a restaurant brand known for being at the forefront of the craze over Korean fried chicken just launched a Raleigh restaurant, Banshan. Banshan is now open at 6320 Capitol Boulevard near Triangle Town Center Mall. The chain started in South Korea in 2002 and has spread across the United States in recent years, amassing more than 120 franchise locations. They have one other Triangle area location on Chapel Hill's Franklin Street. Chapel Hill. Down in Garner, we saw on a post on the Garner Biz page that a soda box is opening at Benson Road in Timber in the old cleaner space beside Little Caesars. What are they? They are basically a really fun and creative soda drink and treat spot. They already have locations in Apex and Rollsville, and they have more on the way, so no word yet, though, on the opening date for the Garner location, but it sounds like a cool place to visit. And you know what warm weather means, right? Yep, Alley 26. Alley 26 is moving its Al Strong Presents Jazz Brunch on Sundays into the adjacent picturesque alleyway for the warm spring weather. If you've never been before, here is your reason. The picturesque 26 Alley, they number the alleyways in Durham. This is a charming spot for brunch, dinner, or a drink in downtown Durham. And brunch is served from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Sundays. The music is from noon to 2 p.m. And it gets crowded, so reservations are strongly suggested. We have some events around town. Let's see. We've got Downtown Raleigh Food Truck Rodeo. They have not announced yet their plans for 2023. They concluded 2022 announcing they would not return to Fayetteville Street after a 9-year run. But they did hint that the rodeo might move to Dix Park. So we still have no word yet, but you can stay tuned for that one. Raleigh's Gravy Italian American Kitchen, they are going to be hosting their spring wine dinner, Cena di Primavera, on Wednesday, April 12th. And will be the April 12th will be the first in a series of seasonal dinners. They hold the dinners in their wine cellar, which is a really unique space if you've never seen it. The dinner will feature 5 delicious courses, thoughtfully prepared by Gravy's executive chef, Quentin Pocher, paired with Italian wines, and a full menu and pairing will be released soon if it hasn't been already. The Chinese Food and Culture Festival, that festival is going to take place on Saturday, April 15th, along Academy Street in downtown Cary. This is a celebration of the unique and vibrant traditions that make up the rich cultural heritage and is expected to attract over 20,000 people. And, of course, at the heart of the festival is the food, and admission is free. Also on April 15th, that is the date for the 13th annual Cuegrass Festival, which is returning to Fayetteville Street and will feature a large covered area with draft beer options, plenty of seating and extra beer stations throughout the event. Supper Club. Supper Club, hosted monthly at Heights House Hotel. They have 2 more on the schedule, and the tickets for those open up 3 weeks prior to each event. The next one is April 17th, that's the Seafood Supper Club. And on May 22nd, Italian American. After those, the supper club at Heights House won't resume until the fall. Brugaloo. Brugaloo is back on Friday, April 21st, and Saturday, April 22nd, for two full days. Craft beer from 100-plus breweries will be flowing on Fayetteville Street. The annual event attracts more than 50,000 people each year. Farm to Fork is making its return in 2023 on June 4th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Farrington Village. Held in the Triangle for more than 15 years, the Farm to Fork Picnic is a showcase of North Carolina chefs, artisans, and farmers paired together to create sips and nibbles of the region's best flavors and seasonal ingredients. Bubbles and Brisket 3. That's scheduled for Saturday, June 3rd from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Smoky Hollow in downtown Raleigh, 421 North Harrington Street. Created on the North Carolina Food and Beverage Podcast, it is a collaboration of chefs, pitmasters, wine producers, sommeliers, and brewers, pairing sparkling bubbles with a variety of cooking techniques and side dishes that feature everyone's favorite, brisket. This is a family-friendly event, and fun activities for everyone will be available. Town of Cary is having a Pimento Cheese Festival on June 10th. Food trucks will line Academy Street to serve their regular menus, along with new dishes featuring a southern delicacy, pimento cheese. Enjoy live music at the downtown park, grab a drink from local breweries, and taste some of the best pimento cheese samples from local restaurants. You can even test your skills in the pimento cheese sculpting contest. The next Durham Central Park Food and Truck Rodeo is scheduled for June 11th from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. And as many of you know, the Triangle restaurant scene is a very tight-knit one where everyone knows everyone. And one is in need. We all try to do our part if someone is in need. And such is the case with Eddie, the kitchen manager at the Pickled Onion, located on Glenwood Avenue. If you've been to the Pickled Onion there, you know Eddie. He's been there for 9 years. Last week, he suffered a stroke and is facing a long road to recovery. And the Pickled Onion will be holding a fundraiser in the near future for Eddie to help him with his medical bills. So we can wish him a speedy recovery and hope the fundraiser goes well. We have a few closings to mention in this broadcast. We have Triangle Business Journal shared this week that Jay Lights, an all-day cafe and restaurant in downtown Raleigh's Smoky Hollow, announced on social media last week it's shutting for good. This closure comes after the original J Lights in Durham closed in January in a similar abrupt fashion. Zen Fish Poke Bar has closed their Morrisville location. That's the bad news. But the good news? They still have two locations in Durham. Yay! Triangle Coffee House on 9th Street in Durham. They've closed after a 6-year run. Deli Edison on Weaver Dairy Road in Chapel Hill. The Colonel's Daughter in downtown Durham had their last day on March 12th. And, well, this one stinks. After 23 years in Raleigh, Raleigh's Sawmill Tap Room will be closing in May as their landlord decided not to renew their lease. But there is hope. There were multiple hints that they would consider a new location, so stay tuned for that. Let's hope they find one. And Wake County Sanitation Grades database showed more than 100 and 50 random inspections were completed between March 1st and April 9th. And no, I will not read each one. Most of the restaurants received a grade of A, scoring between 90 and 100 points. That's good news. We did have 12 that received a grade of B, which is between 80 and 90 points. Chai's Asian Bistro, that's located at 8347 Creedmoor Road in Raleigh. They received a score of 85.5 on March 7th, which is down from their previous score of 92 reported on November 8th. The second one, Lucky Chicken number 2, located at 1851 North Harrison Avenue in Cary. They received a score of 88 on March 10th, which is down from their previous score of 93 from December 19th in 2022. Mecca Market, number 3 here. 3913 Western Boulevard in Raleigh received a score of 84.5, which is down from their previous score of 93, reported on December 28th, 2022. The fourth one, Mi Rancho Mexican Restaurant, located at 2549 South Saunders Street in Raleigh, received a score of 87.5, on March 14th, 2023, which is down from their previous score of 93.5 on October 7th. Mi Rancho Mexican Restaurant, 2549 South Saunders Street in Raleigh, received a score of 87.5 on March 14th, which is down from their previous score of 93.5 on October 7th. Milad Indian Cuisine, 3212 Hillsborough Street in Raleigh, received a score of 88 on March 23rd, which is down from their previous score of 91 on September 21st. Nandini, located at 2711 NC Highway 55 in Cary, they received a score of 84 on March 29th. And that's down from their previous score of 91 on September 26th. And Waffle House number 2220, located at 3400 Olympia Drive in Raleigh. They received a score of 87 on March 13th, which is down from their previous score of 92. On October 31st. So that's 7 of the 12 that got a grade of B. Now the remaining 5 of those that got a grade of B are ones that had surprise double inspections. So they got re-inspected. They all received a grade of A. So these are all back on track. The first one, Backyard Bistro, located at 1235 Hurricane Alleyway in Raleigh, originally received a score of 88 on March 29th, but was reinspected on April 3rd and received a score of 96. Taco Addicts, located at 131 Crossroads Boulevard in Cary, received a score of 87.5 on March 10th, was reinspected on March 17th, and scored a whopping 99. Good for them. Nice. Ty's Noodle, located at 4101 Grace Park Drive in Morrisville, received a score of 88 on March 16th, but they were reinspected on March 22nd. That was quick. And received a great score of 98. The Handy Kitchen, located at 9101 Leesville Road in Raleigh, They received a score of 86.5 on March 15th and was reinspected on April 4th, at which time they scored a, oh, they had a great score of 98. Wang's Kitchen, 3631 New Bern Avenue in Raleigh. They received a score of 85 on March 23rd, but was reinspected on April 6th and received a new score of 94. We did have one restaurant that received a grade of C, or a score between 70 and 80. That is not a good score. And that restaurant is Okja, O-K-J-A, located at 1080 Darrington Drive in Cary. They were inspected on March 15th and received a score of 79. But good news, they were reinspected on March 30th, and they received a grade of 96. So out of 150-plus, we only had 13 restaurants with sightings, and it looks like most of them have been fixed. So don't be afraid to go out, folks. You can search all restaurant inspections in Wake County by visiting the website wake-nc.healthinspections.us. That's wake-nc.healthinspections.us. Well, I've run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Review. We hope you have enjoyed today's broadcast. Be sure to listen next time, and please consider volunteering or donating to your local food bank so no one goes hungry. And keep eating local, folks. I'm Erica McCarty, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. This content is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Restaurant Review is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions or requests, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.